It's 26 degrees in Little Rock. Good morning. I'm Mike McKinney, KAAY Information. The sixth winter storm this year in Arkansas has now moved on to the east, leaving behind 3 to 5 inches of snow over much of the state. Most of the roads in Arkansas are snow and ice covered and extremely hazardous. Little Rock received 4 inches of snow officially, but some of the hilly sections of western Little Rock got up to 5 inches. The Ouachita Mountains of west central Arkansas were hardest hit. Dequeen had 6.5 inches, Mena 8 inches. Some mountainous areas received up to 1 foot of snow. No more precipitation is in the forecast for the next few days, but thawing will be slow, with temperatures only expected to reach the low 30s today. Snow that does melt this afternoon will refreeze tonight into a dangerous glaze on the roads. Motorists should exercise extreme caution if driving is necessary. Coal negotiations break down. That story coming up on KAAY.
Deeply medicated.
Any hopes for a settlement of the 75-day coal miners' strike were virtually buried early today when negotiators for the United Mine Workers rejected what the soft coal industry called its last, final, and best offer. Labor Secretary Ray Marshall said it appears impossible to work out a negotiated settlement.
As of where I am right now, it looks like it's not going to be possible for us to have a negotiated settlement. But there are other ways to settle it, short of seizure.
President Carter could force arbitration, invoke the Taft-Hartley law, or order federal seizure and operation of the mines. Officials of 37 electrical utilities in the Southwest have been asked to avoid routine maintenance shutdowns, at least until energy shortages caused by the strike end. The directors for Southwest Power Pool say members should keep their equipment on standby to provide emergency power in case of blackouts or brownouts in the north and east. Governor David Pryor will make his long-awaited political announcement this morning. Pryor will announce his candidacy for the U.S. Senate at 10 o'clock at a news conference at the governor's mansion. He will then drive to Camden to make a similar announcement. Pryor will be the third Democratic candidate to announce for the seat of Senator Canister Hodges, who was appointed last fall to fill the unexpired term of the late Senator John McClellan. State law prohibits an appointed candidate from succeeding himself. The other two candidates in the race are Congressman Ray Thornton and Jim Guy Tucker. The Hillside Strangler has apparently struck again in Southern California. The body of a young woman was found near Los Angeles, and authorities say she could be the 13th victim of the elusive strangler. Spokesman Robert Woods of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office says,
because of similarities, it was determined that victim Husbeth was a victim of the Hillside Strangler. The victim, a clerk with a savings and loan establishment, was reported missing to the Glendale Police Department earlier Friday by her roommate, who later identified the remains.
Woods described how the body was found.
The victim, Cindy Lee Hudspeth, 20 years old, of Los Angeles, was found when an L.A. County Fire Department helicopter observed the victim's orange Datsun over the side of a cliff on Angeles Crest Highway in the Angeles National Forest. When Sheriff's Emergency Services detail paramedics checked the car, they found the victim's nude body in the truck.
The trial of 31-year-old Ronald Campbell of Little Rock is to resume this morning in circuit court. He is on trial for first-degree murder in the death of 18-year-old Harvey White Jr. of North Little Rock. His defense has been based on insanity. Campbell testified yesterday that he felt like he was in a trance and, in his words, already dead or something when he shot White. A circuit court jury at Little Rock has convicted Benny Davis of first-degree battery. The 27-year-old Davis was convicted of blinding 20-year-old Sarah Stroud of Little Rock by firing a shotgun at her through a car windshield. The jury fixed Davis's punishment at 20 years in prison and fined him $15,000. Two officers in the Pulaski County Sheriff's Office have been relieved of duty with pay. Sheriff Ken Best says Major John Norris and Sergeant Stan Chase were relieved of duty pending the outcome of an investigation into allegations of wrongdoing. The prosecuting attorney's office and state police are also investigating. Allegations being considered in the investigation are whether some stolen property received in a burglary investigation was mishandled. Two employees of the International Paper Company at Pine Bluff have drowned in one of the company's wastewater treatment lagoons. They were identified as 35-year-old Fred Tisdale and 31-year-old Raymond King, both of Pine Bluff. A company spokesman says the men were working on some electrical pumps when their boat apparently capsized. A farm report from Marvin Vines coming up next on KAAY. On today's farm report, Marvin Vines has a long, long-range weather outlook.
Thank you and good morning. With all this global food production, Mike,
Arkansas should receive about $3 million in emergency funds to help repair winter weather damage if Congress approves legislation co-sponsored by Congressman John Paul Hammerschmidt. The bill would provide a one-time authorization of $250 million to all the states. It would be under a formula that considers paved road mileage, vehicle miles of travel, and weather conditions. The bill was approved earlier this week by a House committee on which Hammerschmidt serves. Action is expected soon by the full House. Here's Marvin again with a forecast for the entire state.
Good morning, the Arkansas...
Once again, here's Mike McKinney.
That's all you've got to say, huh?
Yeah, that's all I have to say, man. I have cabin fever, a terminal case of cabin fever, and I'm sick of the snow, and I don't even want to talk about it.
Really? You know, you realize this is, we've had almost 6 weeks, well, 6 weeks tomorrow of below normal temperatures here in the state.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and find a groundhog and beat the snot out of him.
Home burglary is a real problem. Contact the Jacksonville Crime Check at 982-6707 and help prevent it from happening to you.
However, if you find out that somebody's been in your wallet, guys, after you've been asleep, don't call the police. I think I know who the culprit is.
Oh, really? Who?
Might be your roommate, man.
Decreasing cloudiness and cold today. Fair and cold tonight and tomorrow. Today's high may reach the freezing mark, possibly a degree or two warmer. Low tonight, 11 to 16 degrees. Tomorrow's high in the mid-30s. Winds out of the northwest at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Right now, cloudy skies, 26 degrees. That's minus 3 Celsius at KAAY Little Rock. It's 7 o'clock.